This is Leslie Wise, Professor of Clinical Sciences at Sherman College of Straight Chiropractic. This is one topic in our short series called Ethics in Action. Breaking up is hard to do. Pundits tell us that two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Others would add divorce in 55% of American marriages. To this depressing array, I would add another reasonably inevitable occurrence, that is, the unhappy dissolution of chiropractic associateship arrangements. I know that there are exceptions because I, myself, was in an amicable, peaceful arrangement with another chiropractor for 16 years. That arrangement ended well, and we continue to be best of friends 10 years later. But the unfortunate likelihood remains that associateships, independent contractor arrangements, employment contracts, and even buyouts will end with everybody involved filled with rancor, bitterness, hatred, and homicidal thoughts. A 1982 no-compete clause in a South Carolina practice transfer ended with attempted murder, arson, conspiracy, and an untimely death in an ultralight air crash, followed by revocation of a chiropractic license. You piece together the puzzle. Suffice it to say that it was a low point in relationships between chiropractors. While we know that most disputes don't end up with arson and murder, many end up in the court system, which can generate its own swath of devastation. One of the no-brainer reasons for the increasing number of associateship disputes is the simple fact that there are a lot more associateships today. A few decades ago, a new DC had the choice of starting a new practice or teaching in a chiropractic college. Associateship opportunities were rare and were often family-based. The increase of college tuitions and associated expenses by tenfold over the last 30 years has created the nearly inevitable baggage for new graduates of the $100,000 plus student loan indebtedness. This burden makes it difficult to borrow money to start a practice, so consequently, we have a large number of graduates looking for a job. Established chiropractors may see hiring the newbie as a way to increase the productivity of a practice and make a lot more money, while sharing a small portion of the increased profits with the new kid on the block. We now have a perfect environment for festering hostility, unhappiness, and the preordained ultimate breakup. In my experience of counseling recent graduates, both before and after they get involved in associateships, I have seen some common threads which may make it easier to deal with some of the problems of these relationships and avoid others. You must have a contract in writing. I'm amazed that both parties are often willing to start an associateship with the attitude that things will be worked out as they arise. This is a sure formula for disappointment and dissatisfaction. Don't do it. Obviously, the established DC has the upper hand here and will structure the contract to protect his interests, but it must be livable for both parties. Have a clear delineation of duties, workload, hours, and the formula for reimbursement. I frequently remind my students that 40% of nothing is nothing, and that's how much you'll make if you don't see any patients. Have a clear understanding of the method for assigning patients to the new doctor. Many potential patients may have a preference for the more experienced doctor, but some equitable distribution is necessary. Both parties may prefer an independent contractor status for the associate, but the IRS has a clear-cut formula for determining that, and it is biased toward employee status. The issues here are withholding of federal taxes and Social Security taxes. The best way to enter a relationship is to pre-plan the breakup. have a clear understanding in writing of what will happen upon dissolution of the relationship. The frequent issues here are about ownership of the patients or the patient files. No compete clauses and anti-solicitation agreements are frequently the source of much friction in professional breakups and should be clearly understood by both parties in advance. It is my opinion that associateship arrangements should be seriously and thoughtfully considered by both parties and entered into only after all questions are answered and everybody is satisfied.